Is this thing on? Not quite sure if it's on. Oh, there it is. Fuck. Warning! The following requires you to be a proud, no-bullshit member of the human race, because it's an explicit podcast, filled with off-color language such as cunt, fuck, cocksucker, twat, cum dumpster, and my favorite, motherfucker. If you're easily offended by raw humor, locker room talk, or nonsensical ramblings, then you should take your sissy, no-humor, band-bun-wearing, fuck-sickle-candy ass to your safe place, by God, and show the nice police officer on the teddy bear where the bad man touched you and go fuck yourself. If not, please enjoy the following podcast in all its resplendent majesty. Oh, and don't forget, look to the stars. Oh, chode, chode, chode. Chode, chode, chode. Chode. Chode, 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 chode. Chode. Chode, chode, chode.
All right. Welcome. We know it's been eons since we've been here, but it's time for another episode of A Fistful of Chode. We have returned from the darkness, the dankness, and parts unknown. And now I, Eric Thomas, is joined by my Titanic brother, John Barini.
Howdy, y'all.
And filling in for Furry Face James, who couldn't be bothered to fucking be here this evening, our good buddy, Phil.
Here I am.
Alrighty. I know it's been a while, and nobody's probably listening, but eventually they will subscribe to this grandeur that is A Fistful of Chode podcast from PipeDreamsPress.com. Now,
PipeDreamsPress!
PipeDreamsPress.com.
Where dreams are raised through the pipe of obscurity into the cistern of commonplaceness.
We're going to work on a tagline, but that ain't going to be it. Anyway, we are going to talk about After School Special, or Back to School Time, because the Titanic One has returned to the greatness and grandeur of college life.
Yeah. Greatness.
And greatness, we want to talk about Killer Clowns, or the fucking asshats who are pretending to be them. And we'll also be coming up with our good buddy Phil has found that it's the 30th anniversary of a shit ton of fucking old school movies, many of them starring Tom motherfucking Cruise. Alright, so let's just get into this straight up, straight now, and keep it straight, because I don't feel homosexual in the least at the moment. But give it time. Two more beers later, that could change. But let's talk about college.
College.
Edu-fucking-cate me.
Well, that would be a change.
Don't forget we got sponsors. You got to remind me tonight.
We will get to the sponsors in a moment.
Yeah. You hear that? Fucking sponsors, man.
Sponsors.
That's awesome.
They gave us money for beer and Biggie's cigars. So, college. A place where people go to expand their horizons and grow that muscle that is their brain.
I, myself, have never been to college because I'm not qualified.
Well, in theory, anyway.
I've drove by a couple.
Well, I've done that. I read the meters there, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think you might be the second smartest person on campus when you read those meters.
Really? Counting to 10. Monkey work. Nice.
Yeah, some of these guys can't even count to 10.
Trained helper monkey can do that job. They got a driver's license. Just
in fact, I have only learned the names of 5 people because the rest of them, I'm pretty sure, would lower my IQ just by learning their fucking names.
Really? Come on now. College is supposed to be this higher learning and shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's turned into high school number 2. In fact, we have something called, wait for it, a prom redo.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
A prom redo.
Yes.
Sorry, people, I belched there, but I'm drinking beer.
For all the people who didn't like prom, they can do it again 6 months later with the same people.
So, wait, tell me how it feels to be the Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School fame in this,
well,
being the older guy returning to college.
As a 30-year-old amongst, well, children is the only way I can really describe it, with the exception of maybe 5 or 6 other people, I had expected to be kind of like Van Wilder. The wiser, older dude who sleeps with all the co-eds and helps the sick boy get miso soup. Did not turn out the way I thought it would.
So you do not have a bulldog with large testicles yet?
Not yet.
Okay, just
checking. I am working on that, though. Don't know if I'll name him Zeus, but I'm going to work on it.
Fair enough.
There are a few people who I'd like to fill some cannolis with a large dog's semen and feed them to them, but now that's a felony. So,
oh, let me... You're caught.
Let me just give you a rundown of...
And if they don't enjoy the cannolis.
Well, you never know. Some of them may have had them before, so...
Tastes so good on my lips.
Once it touches your lips, it tastes so good. Let me give you a rundown of my normal day at school.
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
Every morning, regardless of what day it is, I get up at 8 o'clock, do a little exercise, try to eat a decent breakfast, and go to school to expand my horizons.
Like Captain Crunch?
Yeah, kind of. But it turns out I'm the only one doing that. In my English class, my contemporaries, I suppose you would call it, they can't understand half the words I write down. Like, you know, those big-ass words like ephemeral or roving. They don't know what roving means. Roving, to wander. And when you have a sentence like roving bands of children in the park, they still not a fucking clue.
They're not getting the context of that.
Not even a little bit. And that's... somehow this is my fault.
Now, wait a minute. Now, these are not like people that have waited to go back to school. They are like, they just came out of high school.
Yes.
And they don't have that in their vocabulary.
Right.
That's awesome.
And I haven't been in school in 10 years.
Feel free to pipe in anytime, Philly.
I'm too busy listening to his nonsense there.
He's in awe and wonder.
As I have been listening to other stuff like that in college, they don't even know which one won the Civil War. And the big question is, who was in the Civil War?
Well, of course it was America and Mexico. Everyone knows that's the Civil War, right?
Teddy Roosevelt, right?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Rough fucking riders, gotcha.
He led the Spartan division with Andrew Jackson against the Mexicans, led by Santana.
Jose Cuervo?
No, Carlos Santana.
Oh, okay.
Carlos Santana.
Or is it Santa Ana? It's probably Santana. But anyway.
Those are wins, man, right?
Yes, exactly. But I'll go to class.
Same time frame.
People will completely ignore what we're doing. Most of them will doodle. Some of them read on their cell phones, or play Bejeweled, or some bullshit like that, and I will pay attention to my teacher, and then my teacher will decide just not to show up from time to time, because, well, she's got shit to do.
Well, I mean, besides her job.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, everybody gets sick days. I mean, how many days do you think she's probably missed at this you've been in college?
2 months. Scheduled 5 for the next month and a half, plus 2 more. So we're talking about at least 7 up until the end of October.
Wait. You're only in there for a semester, right?
Yes.
So how many classes is that?
Well, 7 absences for us is an automatic withdrawal.
Right, because that's over half the course, correct?
15% is the... If you miss 15% of the course, you get dropped. Unless you have a damn good reason.
So your teacher's going to be missing over 15%.
Yes. If she doesn't miss one more day after that, then she's probably going to skate in on that under 15% miss. But we still have to do our homework, even though we don't do the assignments.
I was going to go back and take a few classes, maybe expand my horizons, but this doesn't sound like I'm going to get much expansion going here.
Well, I'll get to a class with a teacher that I should like.
I'm going back to college, but... Hell, if they don't have to show up, why should I?
That's what I ask myself. But then I remember, they'll drop me if I don't show up, and I don't get my money back. And I spent more on books than I did on tuition, and I doubt I'll get that money back. Yeah, total of just under $3,000 for the $1,000 in tuition, and then books and shit.
This is a junior college, right?
Junior college.
Huh.
Right, so then we had one chapter of the book that was about appropriate wording in English. And it says that we should refrain from using words like mankind, because it's sexist. Because it's
Whoa, wait. Mankind.
Mankind.
Is sexist.
As in, we came in peace for all mankind. That's
well, I
sexist.
Came in some peace occasionally. Maybe that's sexist.
It's been a while for me, but I was always gentlemanly. I was always a gentleman. But, yes, we're supposed
to say... I'd
like
to say that, but I can't.
We're supposed to say person kind.
What?
Or people kind.
What?
Or humankind.
What?
Yes. Now, if you look at the words man...
Fuck that, I'm saying mankind.
If you look at the words...
Like the rest of them.
Man and woman. Woman, W-O-M-A-N. If you take off the W-O, they're both man.
Well,
so
if
this
you're,
is a
if
linking between
well,
the two.
Well, I mean, if you're in the Christian religion, I mean, that's a rib, bro.
Right. It's a walking, talking rib if
I'm just putting it out there. Not that I am or anything, but I mean, that whole rib thing's kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
These people make me want to say I want my rib back.
There are a few that
I'll take a McRib back for fuck's sake at this point.
There are a couple that I have considered
right
that.
That's pretty good.
What?
What do they deliver? What? McRibs. You think they deliver?
Not yet, but that's coming down the pipe hopefully one day.
I'm hoping. Just like Walmart with their new pickup service.
Hey, hey.
See if they got that new drone now.
A drone McRib delivery.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty badass. You know what? I probably couldn't eat a McRib now without throwing up, but I'd be willing to if a drone dropped it the fuck off
oh,
my
yeah.
front door.
Think about it. Just like, need a rib.
But living in the Midwest, I don't know how well those drones are going to do because people might shoot them.
Yeah. Might isn't really a word.
There
it's
are some serious
happen.
Degenerates around here.
I've had my cable wire shot.
And honestly, I'm a little leery about eating any food dropped off by a drone because I'm already worried about, you know, fucking high school dropout tard making my food and then jerking off into it in the pickle barrel because he thought it was fucking cool. And there's pickles on McRib, which need to be there because that's the only thing that's actually real food besides the bun. But God knows what the fuck will happen from picking up with the drone and flying it over. People could fucking do some fucked up shit to a McRib.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the sad thing.
It'd be
you couldn't tell taste-wise. Because it's a McRib.
Right.
You could have put it up a dead possum's ass and then put it back on a bun and still taste McRib.
For all we know, the McRib is made out of dead possum ass.
Hey, maybe that's something right there. We can
market this shit.
Market possum ass McRib sandwich.
We're finding possums more and more on the side of the road.
I think it's an armadillo meat because there's a shitload of armadillos around here.
Roadkill McRib.
And?
Roadkill McRib. McRoadkill.
This is some Blue Ridge Mountain shit. Eustace Conway from
fucking
Mountain Men is probably making these things.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Back on your college.
Right. So, I also got told that... Wait for this one. Because I am not a sexist, bigoted, or racist person at all. I am contributing to the problem because I'm ignorant of the fact that I am using outdated and sexist terminology.
You mean like...
Like
English English language in an English
like
class.
Like English language.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Doesn't seem like somebody needs a safe space.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up, like, trigger words for him. Be like, you know what? Saying sexist is a trigger word for me. And
that's
it triggers
right.
me.
It triggers you.
I'm triggered.
I mean, you should probably talk to a counselor because, I mean, we all need to be touchy, furry, and feely.
Right. Exactly. Right. We have to be sensitive.
Everybody needs a hug. And you need to stand in the corner for timeouts, unless that triggers you.
Yeah, we need to be sensitive of everyone's feelings. Everyone's.
Yeah, I got
but,
this. I got the feeling swinging, just saying.
That's English. And on Mondays, I go to an introduction to college class, because I'd been out for 10 years, so they thought this asshole needs to go to an intro to college class with a bunch of fucking high-ass children.
Well, that's
all
right. Before you get in there, that sounds reasonable, so you can get your shit adjusted
it
to
does.
The new ways of college.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And things have changed lately. More into the active learning style of learning, and rather than just, here are some notes,
what the fuck's that
shit.
Mean, active learning?
More in-class activities to try and drive in the information, more retrieval
like
exercises.
Labs and shit?
Kind of. No, it's just like you'll break into groups and they'll break up the subject matter. I'll get to more of that when I get to psychology.
Like,
but an intro to college.
Stuff like that?
Sure. I didn't hear anything you said, Phil.
I said cue cards, you know, where they flash cards.
Yes.
Flashcards for dummies.
That is actually a new tactic for studying. Again, more of that in a minute. Intro to college. It's a lovely, lovely class taught by an interesting chemistry teacher who there's 20 of us or so in the class, and it has been dwindling as of late, and I think it's probably down to 50% of normal of people just not showing up.
Doesn't everybody have to take this intro to college class to be in this college?
You have to pass this class eventually.
And people are dropping out of this.
They're not dropping. They're not showing up.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a one-day-a-week class, so I'm pretty sure like two of those is 15%.
Well, I'm sure it's so in-depth and very difficult, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you have to, like, do assignments that are barely graded. The teacher tells us, attempt your work, you'll get an A. Just attempt.
And this can't be handled.
This can't be handled. It's untenable.
I'm a little worried about the next generation going to be coming out there.
These are the fuckers that are going to be wiping my ass when I'm old.
No, they can't, because that will trigger them.
Right. So I'll be sitting in a diaper full of shit, because the orderly is going to get triggered every time he sees my feces.
Hence why I smoke and drink and hope for a fucking aneurysm to take me out quick.
By that time, they will just feed you into a large machine.
Yeah, I'm hoping they do Soylent Green so I don't have to live with these tards
I'm
fucking
just
wiping
saying
my ass.
This is the same reason I always want that helper monkey if I ever get some sort of and can find you a wheelchair and train that helper monkey to drive me into traffic. Right into 55, right in front of a semi, me and the helper monkey going out.
Like Zabuma food.
You gonna name your helper monkey Chim Chim?
I don't know. I'm thinking about naming fucking Slim Pickens. So, you know, it's just like riding that rocket. Yeah. And he rides me and my electric wheelchair right in front of a semi. And we'll both go, woo-hoo, as we got fucking going.
Monkey can swing a little hat in the
air. That's right. Swings a hat in the air.
Hangs onto your ear like, wee.
Fuck yes. Helper monkey suicide. I like it.
Yes.
Helper monkey assisted suicide.
Hashtag helper monkey suicide. That's what that is
right
there.
Helper monkey assisted suicide.
Oh, okay.
Is there an app for that?
There ought to be.
We're going to make one. Patent pending.
Patent pending. We're copyrighting helping helper
Hashtag
monkey.
Hashtag helper monkey assisted suicide. So, intro to college. Basically, all it does is it's a lecture where they explain shit like how to use the library, how to study.
Wait. Using the library. Now, they just got out of high school, right?
Yeah.
You'd assume they could study and use the library. I mean, honestly, it's pretty much computerized nowadays, right? It's not like your Dewey Decimal System card and shit, right?
They don't use the Dewey Decimal System in college. They use the Library of Congress numbers.
Huh.
Because the Dewey Decimal System is retarded.
It's worked for many years, my friend.
Yes, but the Library of Congress system seems to work best for everything. Thank you.
There you go, buddy.
So,
I don't know. Anytime you say work in Congress in the same sentence, just...
Library of Congress, not the actual Congress. They're entirely different organizations.
Okay.
But the way you use the library is through the college's website. You can order your books there. You can have them held for you at the library. You can even download the PDFs of most of them. It's all in one spot.
Nice.
Very simple.
Okay,
very
cool,
easy.
Cool. So, but they had to be trained to do this, and they can't handle it.
Yes, they can't handle it.
All right, anything else?
There's also this program called Blackboard that's apparently come to prevalence more recently in high schools and colleges that I had never heard of.
Okay.
It's more or less like you're taking an online class where you have access to announcements and assignments and quizzes and such from
just
your
makes
teacher.
It like easy because it's all right there. You can just check the shit.
You go on there and whatever classes you're in are uploaded to your particular student account, and you can access the announcements, syllabi, and whatnot.
So this just sounds like they simplified everything, and these motherfuckers are having a hard time.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I'm not quite.
No,
sure.
No. Let me say it again. What the fuck?
I've asked myself that question every single Monday. Because last time, I was in class, and the teacher, nowadays, he has this look of hope and...
Yearning?
Yearning for someone to break free and answer a question. Because there are three of us.
Just disgust and despair.
There's that, too. It's a bit of a mixture.
That's after when nobody answers a fucking question.
What'll happen is, at first, there's hope. Because me and four other dudes will answer questions. Two of these dudes kind of sound retarded because their answers are stupid. But there's two of us that make sense. After we answer the question, he looks around, hoping.
Yearning.
Like looking for water in a desert. And everyone just sits there and stares at him. And I'm sitting here going, well, I could tell a story if you'd like. Let's see here. How about I quote the Braveheart speech, but change it? Tried that, didn't work. Well, he was asking for our motivations. And three of us gave him, and the rest of the class just stared at him. So he starts picking people at random, and they're like, I don't know. These are people that aren't just an intro to college. They're an intro to college for the STEM fields. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So
wait, they can't handle this fucking class?
Yes, they're science majors, or tech majors, or engineering majors. They can't handle it.
Man, I am fucking scared. That's all I can say. Fucking fear, right here.
Cars are going to be built in the future with different sized wheels on each fucking hub. Just rolling around wonky. Probably be square like the Canadian cars in South Park. Because they saw it on South Park, and that means it must work. These fucking kids are gibbering fucking tards.
Okay, move on, man. I can't tell you anymore.
Math class.
All right. I'm not good at math, but okay.
I have one story that will sum this up entirely. The experience. The teacher is basically explaining to us with an analogy that if you took a piece of rope, wrap it around the earth,
right,
the circumference will be whatever it is.
It's right.
so many pi.
Right.
If you raise that rope 1 mile off the surface, it will be a bit more. Okay.
Well, all right, that seems
628 pi.
Okay.
Anything,
I'm following you so far here. This doesn't sound like it's rocket science.
At any size sphere, if you raise it off 1 mile away from the sphere, the difference in circumference is identical, regardless of the size of the body.
Well, yeah, because it's a mile away.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Right, it's the same fucking
distance.
A
guy in my class spent probably 15 minutes asking, what's the rope made of? The teacher said, how long would the rope be? And he goes, well, you gotta leave room for a good knot. He doesn't get it's a fucking metaphor. This stupid goon. I'm like, did these
what
fuckers
kind of
come from the
be?
Special oh. goddamn school? Are they bringing them in from the state-sponsored schools?
That's
what's the
great,
rope made
God.
Of? And the teacher's like, it doesn't matter. And he keeps asking stupid questions about the rope. It says nothing. It's math. He's trying to give us an analogy.
Just tell him.
Nothing to do
it's
with
a motherfucking extension
until
cord.
Finally,
just go.
I looked at him and I said, it's made of God's pubic hairs. They're braided together, which makes the strongest rope in existence. Then we thankfully come to my psychology class. I like my psychology class. Unlike my other classes, this teacher created a phone line for her students to get a hold of her at any time of day. And always make sure we know exactly what's going to happen. We have the entire year planned out in a calendar that we have access to all the time.
Right, but I mean, that makes sense. You're in
yes.
college.
And if she ever missed a class, which I highly doubt she ever would, just because she's fucking insane and probably wouldn't, she would probably tell us in triplicate 4 times 2 weeks beforehand. And it's astonishing. I love this class. Have nothing to bitch about. Nothing to bitch about with her. The only thing I have to bitch about is, at this point, there are two or three people that answer questions. One girl's a Costa Rican girl. And usually she's asking questions because she wants to make sure she understood the teacher properly.
Because English is not her first language.
Right. Speaks
right.
it
gotcha.
Very nicely,
right,
but some of the more
that
advanced
makes
words.
Sense.
Yes.
She's asking fucking questions. She wants clarity. I'm all about
yes.
that.
The rest of the time, these people will ask the most inane and stupid questions, or just start telling stories that kind of sort of apply to what's going on. At this point, the teacher will ask a question, look around the class, see blank stares, and then just look at me and say, John, can you answer this one? Yes, ma'am, I can. So I will answer it. Then I will ask her a question and still say, John, you're at this level. The class is at the level below you. We don't want to confuse them, so I'll answer your question after class. And I was like, that's quite all right. I'm good with it. But it seems to be a general theme that people come to this school unprepared, uninterested, and completely incapable of doing anything but breathing in my precious air.
So this has nothing to do like Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School movie?
No.
No triple Lindy's?
Nope. Just prom redos.
Speaking of...
And the guy that tried to sell me
Rodney
a prom...
Dangerfield, oh, Phil this is so. The 30th year anniversary for that.
See?
30 years. It's ironic.
That is actually one on my list today.
Awesome.
It's ironic and shit. I'm like Rodney Dangerfield coming back to school 30 years after Back to School was made. I think that's the name of the movie.
Back to School.
Good.
Back to School.
The guy that tried to sell me prom redo tickets was a strange-looking fellow wearing grayish jeans, a V-cut black T-shirt, a suit jacket with a top hat, and Star Wars fingerless wool gloves.
Wait, what?
Yes. Everything else, okay. But then I saw the gloves.
No, he's wearing a fucking top hat.
I
a
thought
V-neck shirt,
maybe
a
it's
suit
ironic because he's selling tickets for prom redo bullshit, so he wanted to be, like, formal with his top hat.
I don't know. I'm fucking speechless, man.
You're speechless? I was staring at him like, good God, did he escape? He escaped from a home.
Yeah. You definitely... No, I'm not going back. I can't do it.
I have to go back now. I have to.
Incidentally,
I have to indulge myself into this great experience.
Oh, yeah. It is the next frontier of knowledge for this generation. And the frontier is the tundra.
It sounds like an epic quest of retardation. What the
yes.
hell?
I feel like I should be looking for an ancient artifact amongst all this horridness. Yet there isn't one.
Jeez.
But incidentally, I saw another man with a top hat in the subway. He was wearing a top hat with a tuxedo jacket, Hawaiian shirt, and Hawaiian swimming trunks, and a massive handlebar mustache and beard.
Well, that guy's just doing his own thing. That's
yes.
different.
He's not weird. He's weird.
Oh, he's weird.
He's weird in his own way.
But he's doing his own thing.
But he doesn't give a shit.
Right. And that I can accept.
But
I would drink beer with that guy.
Probably so.
I guarantee he was drinking beer. Anyone wearing that kind of shit's got to be drinking something. There's probably a big-ass fifth in his top hat.
Probably
hiding.
My ties.
My ties.
But... Overall, my experience has been very jarring because it seems like this generation just doesn't care. It's kind of sad.
That's awesome.
That's all I really got for college because not much is really learned by anyone but me.
I think I've learned a lot right now.
Yeah.
I've learned that I could not tolerate these individuals and most likely would be arrested for a violent felony.
Oh, trust me, I am sometimes tempted to slap him a few times just to get him to fucking pay attention.
Just hit him with the book. That way when you get arrested, you can always say, I was trying to help them learn through osmosis.
Well, as my teacher put it, reading the book is actually less effective than laying on the book itself. I know that sounds strange. But because textbooks are filled with so much irrelevant nonsense that does not apply to what you need to know, it's actually worse for you if you just read the textbook.
That's ridiculous.
I know, but she's a psychologist, and she apparently knows shit.
Fair enough, fair enough.
But.
All right, enough of that. Killer clowns.
Killer clowns.
Let's get into this fucking bunch of retarded assholes who are dressing up as clowns and attacking people or tapping in their windows and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And now, hey, it's going nationwide. There's hoaxes everywhere. There's real shit. One got shot today.
Well,
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You motherfuckers are dressed up as creepy clowns.
Now, what happened in Fort Wayne, Philly?
Fort Wayne, Indiana. What is being reported is creepy clown guy was walking down the street. Gentleman in his SUV pulled along beside, stepped out, went up to creepy clown guy, screamed some things that nobody knows what he screamed, and proceeded to unload his round of ammo from his gun into this man. Boom, 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 boom. Then got back into his SUV and drove away.
What we don't know is that's actually Bobby Singer from Supernatural.
Yeah, that's right.
And this was one of those fucking crazy Asian clown demons.
No, that was a Rakasha.
Rakashas, that's it. I've been...
So also in the news, that was the creepy clown that got shot. Pennsylvania had creepy clown that stabbed a 16-year-old kid multiple times. This was on around Wednesday, Thursday. We had creepy clowns from Pennsylvania to Ohio that Ohio canceled school for like four different counties on Friday due to creepy clown
sightings.
Not just sightings, they were like threats. There was a woman on her porch who was threatened by a creepy clown.
You know, when I was in high school, we had to worry about bomb threats and shit. Or, like, Columbine-style shootings. Now they're scared of clowns.
They arrested three kids for walking down the street in clown outfits. And the reason they got arrested was because one of them was shining the laser beam lights into
laser pointer?
The laser pointer into the vehicles as they went through. And apparently got a police officer of some sort that was off duty... So when they got questioned, he found that one person had a hatchet and another one had a gun on him.
Jesus Christ. Here's the thing. Here's what worries me more than... Oh, there's been sightings by my house. Seriously.
Yeah.
But fuck that. I will kick me some creepy clown motherfucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
And claim me, what'd you say? A
red nose? Like, wear them fuckers like a necklace of ears.
I like the sound of it.
Like a lynch mob out.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for them.
Oh, they're all over the fucking place out here. Here's my thing. Stephen King's remake of Stephen King's It is coming out here in a little while.
Well, that's kind of what they thought this all originally
was. I understand that, but look at the shit with the fucking Batman shooting a few years ago. Can you imagine if some shit goes down at the premiere of the Stephen King's It thing, like creepy clowns start doing people and shit?
Well, just think of it right now. I mean, we're looking at October, which is Halloween. Drunken people, their costumes.
And stupid teenagers.
3 weeks of some of the biggest drunken parties, and now you're going to have drunk people out looking to bash a clown.
Roving bands of clown hunters. That's what they'll be.
Hey, we're taking that too, so we're going to copyright patent pending on
roving bands of clown hunters.
Clown hunters.
Well, didn't your neighbor tell us that fucking, there were like two full carloads of eight people with crowbars and shit that got arrested, that got pulled over because they were out hunting for clowns?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
But yeah, there is one upside.
They've had sightings and arrests in Colorado, Arizona, like I said, Pennsylvania and Ohio. They've shut the schools down. West Virginia has a few places. Of all places, West Virginia has had a few schools shut down. More because they're afraid of what people are going to do.
Two of the clowns. There is one upside to all this.
The creepy clown cult. This is fucked up.
Oh, I know. We need to get some fucking brass knives.
Yeah, patent pending creepy clown cult also.
I'm going to make us some brass knives just in case these sons of bitches start getting ridiculous and turns out they are rakashas. Better be safe than sorry. But there is one upside to this entire creepy clown thing. No one is complaining about transgender bathroom issues anymore.
That's true.
Throwing that out
there.
That's
true. The creepy clown has solved all those issues, and apparently.
The fact
that's
that
because you don't know which one a clown is.
Right. They could go either way.
He could go in either one he wants.
We need to be vigilant. Vigilance is the price we must always continually pay to keep creepy clowns out of the wrong gender's bathrooms.
Maybe we should just keep creepy clowns out of all gender bathrooms. They're creepy clowns.
You're right. You're right. But it's nice. Yeah, it's
all
absurd.
Creepy clowns out of ginger
is what it
bathrooms.
Is. The absurdity of this is what makes me laugh.
But then we're going to end up like India, with creepy clowns shitting in the street. Because they're not going to be allowed in bathrooms.
But
nobody needs that.
Upside to that, too, the roving bands of clown hunters will be able to find them.
They'll have spore.
Like 40K orcs tracking that way.
No, spore, you know, like tracking.
Shit.
Yes.
Yes, I know. 40K orcs. That's how they reproduce, by shitting.
No, they spore like fungus. They don't shit spores.
They do too.
No.
I'm pretty sure they do.
No, they spore. They just like a fungus spores, not pooping spores.
Maybe they do both.
Well, I'm sure orcs poop, okay?
And because of the way their particular physiology is made up, that poop turns into other greenskins. Not necessarily orcs, sometimes squigs and goblins.
What are you talking about?
You shut your mouth, Phil.
But all right, Titan. You need to go back to school again.
The absurdity of the fact...
It's rubbing off on you. Stay away from that
place.
That clap.
Wait.
What?
You just said the absurdity after you just got done explaining that you think...
Think about
40K
it.
40K orcs are spawned from their own poop.
This is not just a strange belief. This is how it works.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying absurdity in real life.
Yes.
And that is cool.
That is cool.
You don't
compared
find that absurd.
To this absurdity. That we, as a nation, have only now forgotten about the asinine argument about transgender bathroom problems because there are creepy clowns walking about fucking stabbing people and getting shot.
Hey, clown lives matter.
Clown lives do not matter. I am sorry.
I have that picture. Clown lives matter.
Them clowns need to get beaten.
One bad clown in the bunch doesn't mean all clowns are bad. Save a clown's life.
Buy
all
a red nose.
Matter.
If you buy a red nose from Walgreens, you can be a creepy clown.
I'm scared that they're going to eventually, a year from now, instead of like the pink for breast cancer, we're going to have the red nose for clown safety.
Well, they had the red noses at Walgreens.
I know, but that was for something else. Yes, that was for comedy, not for creepy clowns.
Yes. Well, actually, it'd probably be black noses.
For creepy clowns.
For creepy clowns.
Creepy clowns have black noses?
Well, because they're creepy. So they're probably not wearing, like, the festive colors.
Okay.
This is just my thought.
All right, I'll sign off on that.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I'll sign off on that.
Now, Phil, continue with your creepy clown assessment.
Well, no, I think we pretty much went over the assessment so far. We have...
Well, then I'm going to bring out the cure.
The cure for creepy clowns, besides 30-odd sex
ammo. Well, the cure is easy. I mean, the cure is...
It goes along those lines. You see, you
it's
have...
It's going to happen here real soon.
There's a species of boar called feral hogs. It happens when boars mix with regular pigs, and they create these horrible little fucking things that are just vicious.
Are you saying that there is about creepy clowns? That clowns bred with...
Clowns bred with sociopaths.
With wild clowns?
Right.
Now they're feral clowns?
Circus clowns and non-circus clowns got together.
Circus clowns and rodeo clowns.
Yes.
Or carnival clowns.
Oh.
Creepy carnival clowns.
Fucking carny clowns.
Carny clowns and rodeo clowns and circus clowns intermingled.
Yes.
And now we got creepy clowns.
First you had the generation
feral,
of carny clowns,
clowns.
And rodeo clowns. Then they... mixed with the circus clowns. It's just some fuck.
Fairly complicated, but hey,
I can explain the science.
Once again, we're going to keep this for ourselves so we can produce that. So patent pending and trademark pending on how creepy clowns were made.
Right.
There's a movie in this.
The wild boar, there's a bounty on them. You just go out and kill these feral hogs. We should institute a bounty system for these creepy clowns. Not kill them. But every creepy clown nose that you bring in, you get to keep the nose as a trophy, but they give you $20.
$20 per creepy clown nose.
Yes.
Harvested.
Oh, just like hunting coyotes.
Yes,
yeah.
Or feral hogs.
Yeah,
you bring in an ear or a nose. We're going to have to, you know, spread it a little bit, just say, you know, ear too. Because these people deserve to lose an ear. I'm sorry. Just saying. Because they're creepy, and they're like luring children.
How about
woods.
We just go clown shoe? For every left clown shoe you get.
Yes.
Ooh, left clown shoe.
And you need
shoe,
a picture to show that you pulled it off a legitimate creepy clown, didn't just buy it from
Carnival
City. I can
picture this. A clown hanging in a tree. You standing next to it.
Like a deer.
Like a deer.
Upside down.
Like a field-dressed deer, but a clown or a shark or something like that, but a clown hanging upside down. hunter standing there posing with their rifles and
meat
shit.
Meat hook in its, between its Achilles tendon.
Yeah, that's right.
Just hanging upside down, yeah. All like,
hey, we can do it just like the mini point buck kind of thing, the big buck thing. We can do the big shoe.
I've created a new video game just now.
Patent pending.
Like Buck Hunter, but it's Clown Hunter. Coming to emos near you.
Oh, I like this.
Unless you're not from Missouri, then you're screwed. Yes.
The biggest shoe wins.
Yes. That just like, and people will have them
stuffed. Big game. Just left the big top.
Have them bronzed and put up on little walls.
Bang!
Hunters around the world will have walls with shoes hanging instead of antlers. Because I really think it's ridiculous to take a deer's head and stuff it.
Why?
But a clown shoe? It's all right.
Why is a deer's head being stuffed? Ridiculous.
It just seems ridiculous to me because, well, you're killing a deer. All right. And oftentimes you're stuffing the head. I understand. Dog wants out. But these guys that want the heads oftentimes will, they will sometimes just leave the meat to be eaten by the possums and shit. So they're just killing it for its head.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying leave the meat or anything, but I'm just saying,
if you're going to harvest all of it, that's fine, but I hate when I see the guys that don't, they just leave most of it and take the head and the rest of the body just gets left. It's like, really? You killed a majestic creature?
Well, those are just chowdy killers. Those are not hunters. Those are just killers.
Yes.
Yep.
But they're drawn to the prestige of having a large herbivore's antlers.
As a kid,
well, you know what I like for the video game? That can be different characters you can play. Clown, trophy hunter.
Oh, yeah. Where you fight with different weapons. Like you go in at them with a knife instead of a shotgun.
Yeah.
Sociopath.
But here's
hunter.
What worries me. Eventually, people are going to bitch about this once we weed down the creepy clown population. They're going to get a tag. Then they're going to want to track them like they do wolves and shit with collars.
There's going to be clowns with little tags in their ears like
then
like
you're
going
to have to breed them. Then you're going to have to breed them again like they did with all the pandas that just opened up overseas. You know, the first 20 that were in captivity bred.
Yeah, but at least then the clown population will have to be put on reserves. Preserves. I almost said reservation. That is insensitive.
Yeah.
But a clown preserve? It's okay.
Well, I like it.
You know, a couple thousand acres where you can go in and just harvest a few. Take their poppy shoes.
Harvest a few clowns.
Cut off a foot at the ankle for your trophy wall. Take a black nose for... You know, wearing around your neck.
You can only take, you know, every once in a while it's just sad clown season and then they break it up,
drive,
you know.
You gotta drive through with one of those little mini cars.
Yeah.
All the hunters jump out.
No, I think that's how you do it. That's how.
You lure them in with that.
With the mini car lure.
Yeah, you got a little bit of music playing. Clowns come out, just looking from left to right, all eyes darty. Slowly go for the car. It's like a deer feeder. And then there's five or six rednecks with shotguns just waiting.
Yeah. It's either a cotton candy cart or...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even a popcorn cart, as long as it has like a monkey on top playing a pipe organ.
Oh, God damn. I think we got something, guys.
Instead of leaving out baits of apple, you just leave like... half buckets of water laying out.
Or confetti.
Yeah, a flaming ring with a little sign. Clowns, please put out the fire. And they're drawn in because it's an instinct for clowns. Clowns instinctually want to drive in small cars, wear red or black noses, depending on if they're creepy or not, big floppy shoes, and put out fires that they really can't effectively put out because they're clowns.
I may write a novel called Tears of a Clown.
Tears of the Clown.
There you go, yeah. One clown trying to make a difference.
One
clown being kind.
But being hunted by an evil Bruce Willis.
Of course it's going to be Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I see multiples in this. You could do multiples.
Well, yeah. Part two, part three, that kind of
thing.
You know.
This would make more money than the entire Marvel MCU combined. All those movies.
Bozo's Revenge.
Bozo's Revenge, there it is.
Bozo locked and loaded, two out for vengeance.
You've seen the old movie, Hobo with a Shotgun. Well, we're gonna have
Bozo 4. Bozo and Steven Seagal fighting Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. Out for confetti.
Out for a tiny car.
Yeah, yeah. Fun house.
Or Clowns of Justice.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because of Steven Seagal, you always got to throw in a something of justice. Or something
Clowns
for justice.
I don't know.
Belly of the Shoe.
Belly of the Shoe.
Probably be better than Belly of the
Beast. All right, that's it. We now have to turn every Steven Seagal movie title into a clown flick.
Let's see here.
Above the Nose.
Under the Top.
Yeah.
Under the Top 2.
Dark
Landing.
Dark Carnival.
Dark Carnival.
That would be a good one.
I came here to get away from the circus and found vengeance in the carnival.
Wee-wee.
It ain't over till the nose squeaks.
It ain't over till the horn squeaks.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, from time to time, you have to have Steven Seagal as the clown, but dub over his voice with someone's voice that doesn't sound anything like him while in an Eastern Bloc nation.
Fair enough.
That's how Steven Seagal movies go nowadays.
I think Steven Seagal... Yeah, but... Would he need a stunt clown? Because, I mean, he's a stunt runner.
I think so, just because I don't think... I think Steven Seagal would probably balk at being a clown. So really, it would just be some other dude wearing a really, really crusty wig, ponytail.
Why don't we just change this? There's a clown, and Steven Seagal does the voiceover.
That's what I was going to say.
For the clown.
You know, we'd have a...
But he always says Steven Seagal lines.
Actually, they don't even need voiceovers. They just, like, take sound bites from his old movies.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Patent pending.
Maybe we should move on from the creepy clowns, because I think I may have offended at least three different people.
I'm not really concerned.
I'm not either.
I'm not personal friends with any circus clowns, rodeo clowns, carnival clowns, or creepy clowns.
I dated a circus clown once.
Well, do enlighten.
That's all I really got. It was really hard because her big floppy shoes would sometimes just get all tied up in the blankets. I kept telling her, take off the floppy shoes. Then I found out she had.
That's creepy.
They weren't really big floppy shoes. She just had a disorder.
Fair enough.
And never took off the face paint. I was okay with it for a while. But
hard to get grease paint out of a fucking sheet, though.
She
bro.
Did get irritated when every time I'd finish, I'd squeeze her nose and make a little squeaky noise.
You're right. We're done on the creepy clown stuff. You just made me creeped out. Oh, no. I'm on. That's horrible. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about clowns. We talked about college. Guess it's time for the massive amount of movies that this year turned 30.
In 1986, good year.
The year I was born.
if you do not recall, just a handful of these.
Hit me.
Three Amigos.
Spectacular.
Howard the Duck.
Not spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Short Circuit.
All right, nice.
Love Short Circuit.
Well, yeah, but because of Short Circuit, we got that Chappie nonsense.
Right.
I don't blame Short Circuit for that. I blame...
You have to, because Steve Guttenberg's involved. Anything is involved in, shit gets hairy.
I blame the guy that made District 9.
Little Shop of Horrors.
All right, Rick Not Moranis, bad. One of them Rick Moranis movies.
Big plant thing, right?
Yeah.
Here okay. we go.
Feed me, Steve.
Going to go a little bit... B-rated with you?
Uh-oh.
Big Trouble in Little China.
That is not B-rated. That is spectacular.
It is
that's probably one of the greatest movies ever created.
Hell
Old
yeah.
Old Jack Burton, baby.
Hell Kurt yeah.
Fucking
Six
Russell
Demon
can do no
bag.
Wrong. That's right. Six Demon Bag. It's got fucking everything.
The one that had... The Golden Child.
Eddie Murphy, the Golden Child.
Eddie Murphy.
Magic little Asian kid.
That little kid that like healed the crickets or some shit?
Yep.
Yeah.
Magic little kid and Eddie Murphy. We have no idea why these are together, but Eddie Murphy was big time back then. Put Eddie Murphy in a movie, makes money. Next.
Armed and Dangerous, little John Candy.
John Candy.
Yes,
I miss John Candy. Wait, one tear. Right here, one tear.
Single tear.
Of course, we've already spoke about Back to School. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Come on, man. Classic.
I suppose.
Flight of the Navigator.
Hey, that's fucking great.
I loved Flight of the Navigator when I was a kid.
Since we're talking about that, a little space stuff, I'll throw a little Star Trek 4 out there.
Star Trek 4.
That was where they went to save the whales.
Oh, yeah. The Voyage Home. At least it wasn't Star Trek 5. I could stand the whale saving. Star Trek 5 was terrible.
Didn't Star Trek 5 have the fan dance? Or was that 6?
That was number 5.
That's awesome! It was
also the one where Spock meets his brother, or they find Spock's
brother. Come on, dude! Vulcan with a beard!
Then they go meet God.
Yes.
After flying into the center of the galaxy.
Spectacular Uhura fan dance. Come on. Right there saves the entire movie.
No.
Exactly. Yes.
They meet God.
That wasn't God, though. And you can't fly into the center of the galaxy.
You can in Star Trek, apparently.
And
you're a Star Trek fan.
Yes, I am. But they took all that shit, threw it out the window, because you can't just fly across the galaxy in the Next Generation. They nipped that shit in the bud. No time travel, no flying across the galaxy.
They couldn't because James T. Kirk was not fucking involved.
Well, this is true. Scotty wasn't there.
That's right. Scotty can do anything except live, because he is dead.
Yes.
But he was the only red shirt to survive the series.
Hey, Scotty.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but he got fat and a beard and died.
Yeah, well, he was kind of old.
Car accident.
William Shatner's still kicking. Why? Alien poontang.
Nope. There's a simple explanation for why William Shatner's still alive, and it's the same reason that Sir Patrick Stewart does not age. They both bathe in the blood of the innocent.
What about Sulu?
That has something to do with something else that I shouldn't bring up, or else I'll anger the gay community.
Fair enough, but I love him.
Semen is apparently quite revitalizing.
Then you have your fantasy genre. We had a shout out to somebody who passed away this year, David Bowie, The Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, come on!
That's the one with Jennifer Connelly, right?
Hey, I'm about to make you watch that. No, you cannot think sexual thoughts about Jennifer Connelly. She was too young then. Too young! But
David Bowie definitely was.
David Bowie was a creepy goblin king. He's supposed to be the bad guy.
So it's fine when David Bowie is the Goblin King who looks like other goblins?
David Bowie can do no wrong. No wrong.
Yeah.
Hear me. No wrong.
It's kind of like watching Commando after seeing Alyssa Milano now, because you look at her and go, she's a kid, but then her modern self pops into your head and you're like, oh, dirty thoughts.
I don't have that in Commando. Why? I'm not sure. But I don't. Enthused by Arnold.
This is true.
And his thews.
And killing people with circular saw blades
and
somehow.
Bennett. Come on, Bennett. You don't want to just pull a trigger? Put a knife in me. Look me in the eye when you turn it. That's what you want. I'm going to kill you now, John! Come on, it's spectacular.
You said you'd let me live.
Highlander.
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 Who wants to live forever?
No, man, it's a fucking Kurgan. Come on, I got something to say. Better to burn out than to fade away.
Right, Ramirez.
Yes, that's right. After
then you
I
have
took
the,
his woman.
Not too many people will remember this one, but Sean Connery's Name of the Rose.
A spectacular movie.
I have not
spectacular
seen
movie,
you're missing out. He plays a priest, and they're investigating some crazy, satanic, fucked up shit. And it is creepy as fuck.
They burn down this monastery halfway down. They kill people in it.
It's great.
One of the monks is having sex in the barn with people. Oh, it's got everything.
It's got everything. And Sean Connery.
Who's that I hear?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's second cousin, Dan? By God, yes I am. I was there during the taping. Little known fact, Sean's voice doesn't sound like this at all. He's actually from Jersey. They just dub over with mine. Remember my most famous line, Bowen, look to the stars.
Enough, enough.
Then you have the year of Tom Cruise, you have Legend.
Come on, Legend. Unicorns, goblins.
Unicorn, baby little Tom Cruise.
I have never even heard of this movie.
You've never seen Legend?
No.
Mother Night, enfold your black arms around me. Hold me in your dark embrace. Tim Curry is the demon. He's fucking spectacular. I own it. We're watching it.
Quoting these lines does not make me know things I've
never seen. We are watching this fucking abomination because I own it.
Alrighty,
Tom Cruise also was in Top Gun that year.
That is a good movie.
Well, of course he was there. Top Gun, man. I got a Need for Speed.
The Color of Money.
Color of Money. Come on, man. Rock on. Yeah, the man. Paul fucking Newman.
Damn, Skippy.
So, since we're speaking of military ones, let's go with Cobra.
Oh, yeah.
Not one of the good ones, but they're kind of a tangoing cat.
Hey, wait.
You shut your whole mouth.
Speaking of military ones, how in the fuck is Cobra military?
Because Sylvester Stallone's
just
in it.
Because of who's in it.
Even though he wasn't in the military, he did play Rambo, so that counts,
His
I guess.
His name's Marion Cobretti in that. He is a cop.
Yes, and Brigitte Nielsen's in there.
Their greatest acting work besides Red Sonja.
Back before she got all crusty.
Red Sonja? Well, lots of smoking, and that's what happens when you take Sylvester Stallone's semen. You turn crusty.
Well,
no matter if you're a giant Nordic or German, whatever the fuck she is.
I don't think there's fluid exchange when Sylvester Stallone has sex with someone. I think he just absorbs part of their souls to make him more muscular.
Fair enough.
Because think about it.
Fair enough.
Look at him in Cobra, then look at him in Rocky 2 or Rocky 3, and he's all massive because he sucked muscle out of Brigitte Nielsen through his cock.
I like it.
I do too.
Heartbreak Ridge.
Oh. Heartbreak Ridge, fucking great.
One of my favorite
The Swede!
I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your neck. And then he just whoops his ass. You left. Left.
Yeah.
Great.
How about a little platoon?
Oh my god, come on. You got goddamn William Dafoe dropping to his knees and hold his hands over his head and dropping in ordnance and leave him behind!
Bastards. What do they do? Love the smell of napalm in the morning?
Wrong movie.
I thought so.
Raw Deal's
awesome.
That's a spectacular movie. Do not even fuck.
Raw Deal thing.
Is that the one where he goes undercover?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yes.
He's awesome.
One of the best movies
That's
of
that fucking
year.
Great, man. Rolling Stone tunes. Can't get no satisfaction driving around in a goddamn drop top fucking, what is that, a fucking caddy?
I think so,
Just shooting the shit out of a goddamn bunch of mobsters in a quarry. Yes. You can't beat that with a stick.
Then he finds their, like, hotel in the quarry looking
it
place.
It was a good year.
I know. It sounds fucking spectacular.
I was born
I
that
survived.
Year.
I can't believe I survived it.
And Star Trek The Next Generation came out that year.
Then you had your little horror movies.
Okay.
Aliens, of course.
Spectacular movie,
really
Aliens. Yes, it does.
Horror, more
yes, it does.
Sci-fi horror, I suppose.
Hey, man. We drop you on a planet that is full of those motherfucking aliens. Do not tell me you will not be horrified.
But the little girl wasn't scared.
Why don't you put her in charge?
I agree completely, man, because game over, man. Game over.
You had to fly.
Oh, hey, come on. Gina Davis, when she was super hot, and what the fuck's his name?
Goldblum?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, where fly, he modified
dude.
Himself
oh, yeah.
to a transporter.
Jumping from pod to pod, got a little fly action in him.
Yeah.
Vomiting? Gross.
little follow-ups, you had Texas Chainsaw Massacre number 2.
There you go, man. Leatherface.
Yeah.
Poltergeist 2.
Yeah.
And you had Friday the 13th. Like 6.
Doesn't matter.
Wasn't Jason X.
That's right. Not as cool anyway as the first Poltergeist. Come on. Carol Ann, don't go into the light. Don't go into the light. And then, come on. That creepy little midget lady is awesome. She should be in everything. I wish she wasn't dead.
And then you had your Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, come on, man. An entire soundtrack, AC/DC, Emilio Estevez, possessed goddamn vehicles. Nothing makes any fucking sense. It's awesome. And in the basement of a goddamn truck stop, there's a shitload of weapons. And they fucking take on the Green Goblin-faced truck. It's awesome. Yes. Some people were killed by an automated or animated fucking soda machine shooting out cans and killing people. It's awesome.
Alrighty then.
Transformers, the movie, the cartoon series.
You mean Light Our Darkest Hours? You got the touch. Yep. You got the power.
You got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's then for you Golden.
Drama series came out. You had a little bit of Stand By Me.
Oh, come on, man. Spectacular movie.
I mean, come on. That's Corey Feldman and...
Oh, that one.
Will Wheaton.
Yep.
Will Wheaton's in that one.
I love it.
Always confuse that with the Morgan Freeman movie.
Like you said, Stand Deliver.
Stand Deliver.
With the pulled shoot stick. You had Pretty in Pink.
Hey, Ducky.
Little Ducky, actually.
Not sure if I've ever seen Pretty in Pink.
Molly Ringwald, poor alcoholic father. James Spader. Our favorite from Blacklist.
Really?
Is the, uppy, preppy, rich dude that's going to take advantage of her, but Ducky loves her, and, one of these coming-of-age kind of deals. Hmm. Pretty good shit.
Well, I've seen Not Another Teen Movie, so I think I've probably seen everything in Pretty Impact.
I'm done. Done.
It's more of the drama version of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's good shit.
Coming-of-age.
What we got?
Manhunter?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Manhunter. Hannibal Lecter,
right there.
That's
it is.
Where he first showed up with what's his fuck from original CSI. What's his name? William.
I
can't
think of his name.
Remember, he was the main dude in CSI for a while until he left?
Yeah, I couldn't stand the guy.
Well, anyway, he was in Manhunter. He played.
I didn't know there was a Hannibal Lecter movie.
That was the first thing, then they did Silence of the Lambs.
Oh. Yeah. Was Anthony Hopkins?
No, somebody else. Everybody else played somebody else. But hey, Michael Mann movie. Pretty damn good.
Well, that's what confused
me. It was a good kickoff for everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very much grittier than horror. Gritty.
Always good.
And then you had Lucas.
Lucas, yeah, that's sad.
It was so. It's more of the drama.
Yeah.
And then you had, I'm going to finish this off with a total just B-rated, horrible, The Critters.
Critters is a spectacular movie.
Creepy little like furry things.
Yeah, they're rolling. Yeah, Kreitz. I kill Kreitz, the galactic bounty hunters. Come on, man, that's fucking awesome.
I haven't seen that Critters. Movie in over 20 years.
Me neither, but I still I kill Kreitz.
I just remember the part.
30 year anniversaries right now.
That's fucking spectacular.
I remember the part where all the little furry things like get into one big ball and roll over a dude, and all that's left is his meaty skeleton.
Yeah, like piranha. Take care of. It's pretty cool. Critters rock.
Just over 30. We're going to call it 30 and a month. The Barbarian Queen came out in the end of December of 85, so it's at the 30.
Barbarian Queen.
Oh, God, no.
Possibly the worst fucking thing we've ever even read
except
about.
Except Barbarian Queen 2.
We gotta bring
our own brand of havoc.
Yeah, it's havoc.
Havoc.
And that's really the limelight of most of them that were out there. There's a couple off ones, but that was the limelight.
Oh, that's a good list, man.
It's a good year, though. It's a good year.
And that just inspired me. I want to watch a bunch of them again. I want to break them out, get crazy, see what I can dig up on Netflix. And
I don't think I'm alone in thinking that 1986 was one of the seminal years of
this is
humanity.
Just because it's your fucking birthday.
Yes. The creation of
you,
me,
and Star Trek Next Generation.
Yes. Me and Star Trek the Next Generation. If you were to merge my consciousness,
I'm sorry,
with
I'm gonna
Star
have to say
Trek.
No, because Riker was beardless at the time.
Out of all those movies that I just named off, though,
I can't disagree
you
with you on
the
first season not being that great.
Oh, I didn't say it's that great. Riker Beardless is not as good as Riker Bearded.
This is very true. But, John DeLancey, Q was created as a god by an atheist.
Q's okay.
Q is awesome.
I can't get on board with that. Q's okay. The Q episodes are all right. Klingon episodes, way better. Every Klingon episode, way better than the Q episodes, in my opinion.
Well, of course.
Every one.
They're Klingons.
At Tanagra.
Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
Which one, what's that? Which one's that from?
It's called Darmok.
Yeah, no, what season?
Four, fifth.
Crazy.
Awesome episode.
Yeah, there are a shitload of great episodes, and you can go back and watch them, and they're still good. It holds up. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah, but
most Star Treks do that. Even
the original series.
Original series, good stories. That's all that matters for me.
Yeah, the backgrounds and shit were cheesy.
I love it, though.
The stories were great.
You'll never get a better Rubber Gorn in your life.
And the underlying themes were amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially for the times.
Oh, yeah. They were crazy. Like,
but
white man kissing a black woman.
Tom Cruise. Top Gun.
He's going on about Tom Cruise.
He's very Tom Cruise-y.
Help me. Help me, Tom Cruise.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Help me, Oprah. Use your magic on me.
That was his kitty breaking out days.
I don't know. He had risky business before that, right? He had risky business. He had, where he's a football player, knocks up Elizabeth's shoe.
It's a movie I've never seen, so I'm not sure.
It's All the Right Moves.
All the Right Moves.
Yeah, that was it.
But I mean, as a kid, this is what really got his start. He did these three in 1 year.
I blame Legend. That has to be.
Legend kicked him off, even though it was really Top Gun, but... Legend.
I blame.
I am Legend
for the clown problem.
Yeah, Legend and Labyrinth. I mean, come on.
Hey, Labyrinth's spectacular. Legend, there are a lot of things about Legend I like. And a whole lot more I don't like, but I'll still watch it.
It's kind of artsy.
It's modern
Steven Seagal movies.
No. It's not. Let's not go there. Please.
Well, I'll say it.
Now, don't get me wrong.
They all take place.
Put Steven Seagal in anything and I'll watch it.
Right.
But, no. Legend, I'll rewatch. I can't rewatch some of them Steven Seagal movies. That's a one-time thing.
Oh, yes.
Just a one-time dealio.
Well, one time.
And thank God, Netflix so we can watch them without you buying the motherfuckers.
This is true. I did get tired of dropping $15 on a movie that I had planned on leaving on your shelf just
They're
so it's
still in
away.
There.
There's a reason for it.
I know.
Bill is gone silent.
Phil, did we lose you?
Nah, I'm still here.
Okay.
He's being a dick on Skype. All the way from wherever the fuck he's in.
Boys, I think we have hit over our hour mark as usual. And you know what? I forgot the goddamn sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Let me do
this. We have to read this so that we'll get more beer money next time.
That's right. All right. This grandiose podcast was sponsored by Trailer Park Gilfs, Volume 12, featuring Fanny Hole and Gina Gapes.
Oh, yeah.
These sassy grannies take on all comers, that's C-U-M-M-E-R-S, to pay their pad rent or buy scratch-off lotto tickets. Pre-order your digital copy today at grannyhabbers.com.
The premier site for finding Gilfs.
It's also brought